How do we train leaders? Mark Deaver helps us by giving some very useful advice. Firstly, he says we should spend personal time with our potential leaders. Hebrews 13 exhorts the church to follow their elders' example, but that means that their elder needs to spend time with them so that they can do that. His second point is that we should advance trust. In other words, we shouldn't wait until someone proves himself before we give them opportunities. Rather, they see the hint of something that, with a little encouragement, could grow and flourish. Thirdly, Deva says we need to delegate responsibility and opportunity. Give potential leaders the opportunity to lead. Test them by delegating. Then cultivate respect for other leaders. Our next step is to give and receive feedback. Our godly criticism of how they did in the task you delegated should be honest and tender. At the same time, you should be open to similar feedback from them. Then, says Deva, we should encourage godly authority. Jesus certainly taught his disciples about good use of authority. In Matthew 20:25-27, we read, "But Jesus called them to him and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" Deva rightly says, good authority blesses those under it. It nourishes them. People will gravitate toward healthy authority that spends itself for the good of those under its care, rather than using them for its own good. Just as Jesus tutored his disciples in the godly use of authority and modeled it himself, so must we with any men we're raising up in leadership. The next step is to expect clarity. Leaders in the church must know how to be unusually clear on doctrine and in teaching the truth generally. Finally, we need to foster an attitude of humility. In general, humility leads us to speak when we should speak and stay silent when we should stay silent. It leads us to be both tender-hearted and thick-skinned. I want to see God's church prosper by seeing more humble leaders raised up, and I think my humility is part of how that will happen. Dear facilitator, your task in this outcome is to teach your students how to identify and train at least three others to serve in some form of church leadership. As you follow these biblical principles and advice gained from years of experience, I'm confident that you will succeed, and I'm looking forward to hearing of the reports of that success.